Chers collègues, chers amis, bonjour, dear colleagues, dear friends, good morning. Thanks for being here. I'm really delighted to see this crowd this morning of motivated and dedicated people. This conference was a challenge for us because the topic is fairly narrow. But many people responded to our invitation, and I was really amazed at the interest that it stirred. My name is Alain Brunet. I am a psychologist, and I'm also a professor at the Douglas Institute and McGill University. And I will be your chair for this conference, which begins now and ends on Saturday after lunch. I'm really delighted to welcome you to the International Conference on the Use of the Internet in Mental Health. It's also my pleasure to host the NATO Advanced Research Workshop. As you know, the first part of the conference deals with the relationship between internet and mental health. And the second part deals more specifically with how the internet can help mitigate the impact of trauma-inducing events like Katrina, 9/11, and so on. Both these meetings promise to bring insight into the burgeoning field of e-health and e-mental health, more specifically, and even an open possible novel avenues of care. I hope this will be really an opportunity for people to network and to enjoy themselves as much as possible. Before we formally begin, I have a few announcements to make. First of all, we have CME accreditation for those of you who want to request those credits. You'll notice that there is a little table in front of each room. When you attend a conference, you must sign in order to claim your credits. Certificates will be granted upon request on Friday at the end of the day. Those of you who haven't done so yet, you need to fill out a disclosure statement. I know that virtually all of you have done so, but if there are still some people who haven't done it, please do so. We will have a coffee break at 10 after 10 and another one at 3:30. Lunch will be downstairs if it rains at 10 after 12. We're hoping for sun, but we shouldn't count on that. Otherwise, if there is sun, we had expected there are lunch boxes that people could bring outside, but we'll see. At the lunch break, there's also a book exhibit, and we've ordered all the books that we could find on you. And hopefully you'll be there to sign your book if someone wants to buy it. That's going to be during the break. And it's going to be also a kind of warmer for all of us to get to talk to each other. The conference will be held in English, but there is simultaneous translation in French for those of you who want it. La conférence va être bilingue, c'est-à-dire que la conférence va être tenue en anglais, mais ceux qui préfèrent avoir la traduction française, on a des cabines qui vont faire la traduction simultanée. I also want to remind you that there are three rooms when we have parallel sessions. The two other rooms are in the next building. There are two accesses for the next building, either through outside, which is the most pleasant one, or if it's raining, you can also use the tunnel, and you'll see it's quite an experience to take the tunnel. You know, this is very much what mental hospital used to look like a while ago. So, this being said, I'm delighted to welcome the next speaker. La prochaine personne qui va nous parler est Michel Blanc. Je suis très heureux de vous présenter un success story québécois. Ma première invitée est la plus grande blogueuse québécoise, la troisième femme la plus influente des médias sociaux canadiens et la plus récente personnalité Big Idea Chair de Yahoo Canada. Michèle Blanc est l'une des premières titulaires canadiennes de la maîtrise en commerce électronique des HEC de Montréal. Elle est surtout connue pour son blog michelleblanc.com, qui est classé comme l'un des plus influents blogs francophones du monde. Elle est co-auteure de « Pourquoi bloguer dans un contexte d'affaires » et a été impliquée dans de nombreux mandats d'analyse, de stratégie, de conseils de gestion et de marketing Internet dans un grand éventail de secteurs. Madame Blanc est aussi cofondatrice et présidente de YallBiz.org, mouvement international regroupant des gens d'affaires intéressés par les blogs et les blogueurs intéressés par les affaires. Après seulement 2 ans d'existence, YallBiz est maintenant dans 5 pays. So it's my pleasure to introduce to you Michèle Blanc. Michèle Blanc is recognized as one of the most influential women in social media in Canada and the most influential blogger in the French-speaking world. Michèle Blanc will share her personal and professional experience on the use of blogging as a means of resilience. So Michèle, would you like to please come in?
Well, hi everyone. I've been invited to speak to you about my own personal experience, and my subject is internet and resilience. And I've received also several emails to make a special slide about disclosure. I don't have a special slide about disclosure, so I will just tell you right away. I'm an internet specialist, and I'm crazy. So this is probably the reason why they invited me. I should also tell you that I've done some mandates for Merck Frost, as well as for l'Ordre des infirmiers et infirmières du Québec, concerning Web 2.0 implementation and blogs. And why am I here? Well, I said I'm crazy, and it's half a joke, because I suffer from gender identity disorder. And it's a mental disorder that's in the DSM. Now, the next DSM, there's a big argument about should it be in it or not. And this mental disorder is treated by changing your sex. So I'm in a process of transitioning. Now, before my bubble blew, I was pretty well in the media throughout Canada, but in specialized media. And my blog was already a well-known blog. And my brand is my name. My brand was me. So I got to go see the top specialist of gender identity disorder in Quebec. I got my diagnosis. One of my partners in YallBiz was the first to find out, besides my wife. And I, at the time, I told him, well, I'm about to, because he wanted to know why I did not feel so good. Eh? And as you might know, gender identity disorder is a very severe depression. So it's very obvious to somebody that knows you that something is going on. So I said, well, I'm about to learn officially that I'm a leper and that people will spit on me for the rest of my life. So my life is pretty much over. So at the time, obviously, I needed to share, to know more about that condition. So I started a MySpace profile, started to share with 250 transsexuals around the world, know what they live, what they went through, how they went through, and I started to document my own experience. Now, since I was a public person, I hired a PR firm and asked them, how should I deal with the coming out question? They said, you should shut the fuck up. They said, once you will have your facial surgery, make one blunt statement, give one interview to a credible media such as Radio-Canada or La Presse, and never talk about it again. I went to see another of my friends who's one of the king in viral marketing in Canada, and I take a sketch with him. Now I drink more cosmopolitans because obviously I'm transitioning. So I took a drink with him and I said, what do you think about that? He said, well, Michel, you are telling me that you already spoke to a couple of your clients. They seem to be okay with this. You are telling me that a lot of people kill themselves because of this condition. And you have a gift, and with gift comes responsibility. You have a gift of communication and of making a very difficult subject simple. So I think you should talk, and you should talk right now. On top of that, you give speech about online transparency. And what are you going to say in a year when people will tell you, well, you lied to us for a year. So I think you should talk right now. So it shook me. Took a week to think about it. And I made my coming out on my blog. To this day, when I go and I read the comments about my coming out post, I still cry because it's so touching. To my big surprise, when I made my, well, not to my big surprise, but you know me, when I had this condition, I thought I was going to lose all my clients and that my family would understand. I lost half of my family and all my clients understood and my business grew. People tell me that I have courage. I don't think I have courage. I think I have resilience. And, you know, my doctors, they say, well, either you change sex, either you will be in deep depression like you are right now for the rest of your life. We can give you pills to alleviate the pain, but, you know, that's about it. Everything has been tried, electroshocks, psychoanalysis, and so on. And, you know, these are your two choices. So I had no choice, in fact. And when I made my coming out, made the first page of the major newspaper in Quebec, the biggest radio show host. And last fall, I made a public appearance in the biggest TV program in the province, which is called Tout le monde en parle, 2 million viewers. And after that, I had a wave of emails of, a wife telling me that it makes her very happy to see that I can survive this because her husband killed herself. And after he died, she found out he was having transsexual issues. And, mothers that their daughter or their son is a transsexual, they write to me. Or a dentist that's brother is a transsexual. Am I going to lose my business because my brother is becoming a woman? I said, well, is he a good dentist? He said, yes. Well, you know. He's just going to be more a sexy dentist, you know. Don't freak out about that. So, when I made my coming out on my blog, I opened my MySpace account. I took all my archives, and I built a new blog, which is called Femme 2.0. Now, my coming out has gone all around the world. I receive, thousands and thousands of emails and comments. And I know that my blog is helping a lot of people because when you suffer from a mental illness such as the one I'm suffering from, it is very reassuring to know that other people have gone through what you're going through, how they dealt with it, and how they could survive. And this is what I've been doing, and I've opened a new blog, Femme 2.0, to split my transgender issues from my professional blog, which is still on, and I'm still talking about web marketing, about web strategies, and helping big corporations implement them. So, this is about my story. Also, I've also found out the effect of catharsis. When I wrote about my story, a lot of people could identify themselves with it. And, I was surprised that, now I inspire people that are not even transgender. You know, they say, well, your courage, your authenticity, your transparency. You know, a guy came to me and I was in a bar and he paid me a drink. And I said, what's that? He said, well, Michel, you don't know that, but I was very sad in my job and I had a bad customer and I had one customer. And when I saw that you had the courage of, speaking out and printing it in your blog, and I said, well, what am I scared of? So I flushed the customer, and I have now my own business. I am very prosperous, and this is because of you. And the thing of catharsis is another blogger I know talked about his father's death on his blog. One of my clients talked about his mother's cancer. When you share on the web, you become more human. People can identify with you, and people can identify to their own problem. So it's just like when you go and you see a theater, a piece, Macbeth, there's a drama there. Then you can feel something that relates to you. So internet is more and more becoming a tool to share, to gain insight about what people are suffering and how you could deal with it. And I'm very excited to be here with you today, because I also was a specialist and an observer of Second Life. I know you're going to talk about this today. Second Life, it's amazing what has been done in the psychiatry and psychology departments to help people out. I already know that autistic children can more easily share with their therapists in a virtual world than they can in the real world. And a lot of very great insight are coming out of the web. So I was very happy to open up your session about internet and mental health. I will be here all morning, so if anybody of you want to ask me any question, I will very be glad to share with you, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Michel. I think your testimony is really unique and is very inspiring. So I'm really delighted that you could share it with us, and that you will be staying for a little while with us.